Hi, welcome to Endometriosis Journey the Butterfly. Today we're going to talk about the 8 weeks post-op, as well as how things went with period number two since period number one post-op was a disaster. Well, let's get into it. So I can't believe that it's been 8 weeks since I had my laparoscopic surgery to find out that I had endometriosis. In some ways, the 8 weeks have flown by. In other ways, it's been a little slow. Overall, healing has been very well. Didn't really have many problems post-op. Talked about in previous episodes, just had a couple days where I didn't feel well. And of course, the last period, my first period post-op was horrible. It was worse than the day of surgery, the day after surgery, all of that. So overall, I have been blessed and had a good post-op experience. So, 8 weeks, what have I done? So I've been trying to eat healthier, trying to drink more water, always been exercising, but have gotten back on the exercising. Actually did a walk, the benefit Susan G. Coleman and breast cancer, so did that. First walk that I've done, so I was excited about that. So I have just been doing all types of things post-op. So I've been researching more about endometriosis, finding out more about natural remedies, looking at teas, herbs, trying to find out what I can, reading what they write on Instagram. They have some endometriosis groups. I've been reading what they have to say about it, reading the questions and answers. And one thing, like I talked about, my periods have been really bad. So I did read an article from one of the hospitals that did state that it can take up to 12 weeks for your body to heal internally. So that is good to know. Like I said, I'm at 8 weeks. So hopefully my period is just bad because my body had not healed all the way. And that's hopefully all it is. And I pray that I do not have these types of periods all the time because that would be a nightmare. But other than that, I've just been, walking, like I said, trying to exercise, eating healthier, taking, make sure, still taking my vitamins, all of that. Trying to make sure that I am doing whatever I can to keep my body healthy, trying to stay active. Like I said, I did that walk. Just trying to make sure that my body is as good as it can be. So, another thing is, we're talking about, it's been 8 weeks, how are things going? I feel like my scars are healing nicely. I don't have any problems with my scars. Pain. So just have a little bit, have pain, right before my period or on my period. Not having much pain other than that. So in terms of pain, my pain is better in terms of I'm only having pain mainly around my period. Occasionally I might feel a twitch or something around ovulation. Or prior to surgery, around ovulation all the time I would feel pain. It would be really painful. I did not have painful, long, or heavy periods. But since surgery, my periods have been worse, but my pain has been better when I'm not on my period, if that makes sense. So my periods have gotten worse and pain with that, but overall pain has gotten better. So I'm happy about that. Just feel like it's overall happy with so far how I think the surgery went. They said that it takes normally 2 to 3 cycles, 2 or 3 periods to see exactly if the surgery has helped you or not. So I just got done with cycle 2, so we'll see how it's going to be. So I guess the next cycle we'll figure out if it's how cycle 3 is, and then 4 and all of that. But I'm hoping that, like I said, the periods are just, my body is still healing internally from having endometriosis and just from having the surgery and all of that. But I am happy that it's been 8 weeks. Happy that I'm doing well. Happy that, you know, that I have officially found out I have endometriosis, so I can take the steps that are needed to ensure that I can be as pain-free as possible and what I need to do to keep my body in optimum condition. It's been a long road coming. So let's talk a little bit about period number two. Period number one, oh my gosh, was horrible. Horrible, horrible. So I know when my periods are coming. So I have a fitness watch, and the fitness watch, that app tells you, you put in your stats and it'll tell you when your period's going. So I knew when my period was supposed to come. So I backed up on my pads, because last month was horrible. I went through a bunch of pads. So I stacked up on pads, you know, just in case it came a little early last month, so I would be ready and prepared. Well, my period did start unofficially, like 3 days early. Started getting spotting 3 days early, supposed to start on a Thursday. I started getting spotting on a Monday. And then by Wednesday, then it had started. So, the first day, oh my gosh, had really, really bad cramps, just like last time. Had a heavier flow like the first period, but not as heavy as it was the first time. The last time, I was changing my period sometimes, like the first couple days, probably every maybe couple hours, like 2 hours probably, sometimes sooner depending on what I was doing. This time I did not have to change as often. The flow was not as heavy. I did not have to go over 2 hours. The flow was thankfully not as heavy. Did not have as many clots either. That was good. But did have the severe cramps. Like Wednesday, I was like, oh my goodness, this is very, very painful. Again, took a leave. Did not take any pain medicine. Post-op, after surgery, no pain medicine, did not take any pain medicine, only had pain medicine they gave me after surgery that was through my IV, did not take any more pain medicine at home like that, but I need pain medicine for my periods, they're that bad. And on a regular, and when my periods prior to surgery, did not take any medicine for them. Did not like taking medicine, I'm not a medicine person, so, you know, having to take a leave, the pain is not my thing. I'm someone who tries to stick, you know, try to stick out the pain or try to find natural ways to get rid of it. So I'm not somebody who always wants to take a leave or this or that for pain and all of that. So, but these cramps are no joke. So I have had to take a leave for that. So, you know, I was proud of myself that I made it through surgery and all that post-op without taking pain medicine. But these periods have been basically really, really bad and have made me need to take one. And I have not really wanted to take a leave, but they've been so bad that I've had to take a leave if I wanted to do something. Otherwise, they were that painful. So, luckily this time wasn't as heavy, wasn't as many clots. So it started, had spotting a couple days earlier. The official period started a day early, but spotting started a couple days early. So it did, since it did start a day early, it did end a day early, which was good. So basically just the first day and a half was bad. By day two, second half of day two was okay. Cramps weren't as bad, flow wasn't as heavy. It was like the last part of my period, like day, like after a day and a half, like the end of day two on, was more like the normal periods that I was having prior to surgery. Part of it too is I was told my body is still probably getting used to me not taking birth control pills since I was on them for so long. So we've had surgery, so it's like I got a birth control pill, we've had surgery, so my body is probably just trying to get back with its cycle correctly again. Figure out what's going on since it's not getting the synthetic hormones and different things, and just trying to figure everything out. I'm trying to figure out what my body's going to do. My body's trying to figure it out. So we are going to figure it out together. But I did want to get, you know, what's up there thinking, and wanted to talk about being 8 weeks post-op, because I feel like that's a big milestone. 8 weeks post-op. Still going to get a second opinion about fibroids and trying to figure out about my endometriosis period and all that cramps naturally. Still going to do that. Once I do finally get that taken care of, I am going to do an episode about my second opinion and all of that. Once I do get together what I'm going to do naturally, herbs, vitamins, and all of that, then I will be sure to do an episode on that as well, because I want to take you guys along on my journey as well. So, all the exciting things. I think one of the things is that when you are going through post-op, I think it's so important to still be active. Like, I know they told you to get up and walk as much as you can, you know, not to overexert yourself after surgery and all of this. And, you know, the day of surgery, I did a little walking, not that much walking. Did have to go pick up my medicine in case I needed it. So I did go to the store, you know, did a little walking because I had to wait for them to fill it and all that. So I did, I probably got that day, probably got in maybe day after surgery around the grocery store, maybe got in 15 minutes or so of walking. So I tried to keep up 15 minutes of walking. Or at least that, so I did it that day, and then probably the next day, then I tried to increase it by a little bit, like maybe 5 minutes or more the next day. But then, you know, so I was back, I had been walking previously, because I had been training to do a 5K, so I had been walking and trying to do all of that, so it wasn't like I was just going straight into not doing exercise, but I had been walking and all of that, so I did keep up my walking regimen for the most part. While I was healing doing post-op, couldn't necessarily go as far as I was before, but I gradually built up. Like, I would do 15 minutes like a couple days, then, you know, maybe I moved up to 20 for a couple days, different things like that, and worked up for that. And then, you know, then I did not to over, there were some days, you know, I was tired more than others. So maybe that day, maybe I would do maybe just 20 minutes. So I try to do at least 20 minutes of exercise, try to get that in. I feel like that really helped me to be active instead of just sitting around. I know they say rest, rest, rest. And I mean, I did rest. I would, you know, do a walk or whatever, and I would rest before and I would rest after. It's very important to get your rest, drink your fluid, all that. But being active helps you as well. Because I feel like if I was not active like I was, I feel like my post-op would not have been as well. I feel like if I wasn't as active prior to surgery, and I wasn't as active after surgery, then it probably wouldn't. And I know it's hard when you're sore and your stomach is swollen and this and that to really want to go anywhere. My biggest thing, honestly, was, you know, just like I talked about in a previous episode, finding something comfortable to wear. You know, going out, because my stomach is normally, is bloated, but after surgery, it was really bloated. So my biggest thing was trying to find something that I was comfortable in going out to wear. Like, if I walk around the block, or like if I had to go to the grocery store, or wherever I had to go, just trying to find something that I felt like I didn't feel was a frumpy outfit. Like, I like to exercise and walk and stuff, but I'm not someone who likes to wear sweatpants out in public, if that makes sense. Like, I like to walk on the track or walk around the neighborhood, then I'll wear sweats and all that. But if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm really not one who wants to wear sweatpants to the grocery store, or, you know, to the mall, or to out to eat, or wherever we're going. And so, that's part of it was, you know, you had to figure out, part of it was I had to figure out what I could wear and be comfortable with it. Part of it is being comfortable in your own skin and realizing that this, you know what, this is how my situation right now. I'm swollen. I had surgery, so I have to just wear what'll fit, what's not tight, and just go about my business. And honestly, I don't think anyone really cares what I wore and everything. Most people didn't even know I had surgery. They still don't know I had surgery. Because I never said anything to them. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wore an oversized shirt, so you really couldn't tell that I was swollen. But I wanted it loose, so I don't know. They probably didn't even notice that or didn't care. So, you know, don't be afraid to go out just because you feel like you're swollen. You're this and that. No one else is probably paying attention to it. And you just need to go out and, you know, if you need to go for a walk, go for a walk. Don't overexert yourself. Make sure you get plenty of rest. But by the same token, make sure you do things that you like as well. I mean, laying around is fine for the first couple days or however long it takes you. But at some point, you're going to want to get up. You know, even if it's just to read a book. Get up to go to the bathroom. Get up to go to the kitchen. Just, you know, get up. I had a stack of magazines, you know, that I'm like, okay, well, when I'm laying here, because I didn't, you know, get tired of TV, didn't want to watch TV, you know, listen to music, because I love music, so I listen to music sometimes. But sometimes, you know, I just read a magazine and did that. You know, it's like it's something different and relaxing, something I normally do not get to do. So I took my recovery as a relaxing time to do things that I normally don't get to do. I normally don't get to just lay down and, you know, read a magazine, or, you know, I also read a book, you know, did some journaling. Just did a lot of different things that I normally do not get to do. Just because life is so busy, we don't always get to journal, which is something that I do need to get back to. Don't always get to read magazines, don't always get to read a book, although I love to read. Sometimes time doesn't allow that. But we need to just do what makes you happy, do what helps you unwind and relax. Self-care is so important. Prior to post-op, during post-op, after post-op, taking care of your body. You only have one body, so you really need to take care of it. So self-care is so important. And self-care means something different to everybody. So one thing that they, you know, self-care, like, you know, I talked about water, exercising, reading, all of that. That, you know, those are different forms of self-care. Everyone's different in terms of that. So just find what you like to do and do that. Make time for it. I know I feel like I have, in some way, since surgery, I've become a little more, I guess, a little less judgmental of myself, a little more. I don't judge myself as harshly. Like I am a perfectionist, and I just kind of feel like since I've had surgery, I'm kind of backed off of that on myself a little bit, in terms of, you know, everything does not always have to be perfect. Things are not always going to be perfect. It's okay to relax. It's okay to unwind. It's okay to not do anything. Sometimes we feel like we have to do something constantly. And it's okay, you know, to stop. And just, we talked about, and I've talked about it, this is my first, you know, my first surgery. Having, you know, gone into my belly button and have two incisions on the side that probably no one else is going to see, but, you know, I see them and different things like that. And it kind of, you put into perspective what it really is, what's going on. Like, I received pictures after surgery. They gave pictures that shows, you know, where the endometriosis was and all of that. So then when you look, you know, you can look at your pictures, and then when you look online, and then you can read about your surgery and all that, read your report and all that, then it really makes you stop and think about all the trauma that your body has been through. Your body on some level has been cut. They have gone in with different instruments. They have cut things out. They've cut the endometriosis out, which is tissue out of different tissues. You've had stitches. Your body has just been through a lot of trauma internally, externally. You know, they probably put stitches on the inside. You've got stitches, you know, the outside. You've got just a whole bunch of stuff. So your body has been through a lot of trauma. So you need to give yourself a break. I know a lot of us try to rush back to things, and you just need to relax. I did not rush back to my life and doing things post-op. Honestly, I decided that I was going to, you know, just relax and really try to take the rest of the month off. So that was like approximately 2.5-3 weeks. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to give my body time to heal. You know, like I said, I did do walking and different things, but that was something I was doing previously. Did not do a lot of other things. Did not, you know, didn't do anything more than I had to do. And even then, I really didn't do much. Just took the time to relax, let my body heal. And of course, I had to go to the grocery store. Of course, I had to, you know, run errands occasionally, different things like that, whatever your responsibilities are. Of course, you know, you still have to do that. But in terms of doing extra things, you know, did not do anything extra. Occasionally, you know, if I was out and about and felt like going, you know, to get something to eat, I did. Otherwise, you know, during that time of healing, you know, honestly, I ate a lot of salads. Which is surprising, because I'm not really a salad person. But, you know, I found a salad at the grocery store. It's really, really good. And I like that. Like the salad. I feel like it helped me with something good. Yeah, you know, I was eating that, you know, drinking water, trying to be healthy, and all of that. You know, that's one of the changes. Made some food changes. Still work in progress. Still working on it. Speaking of peers, another thing is change to more natural pads. I think I mentioned this previously. More natural pads that are made with 100% cotton, that are supposed to be better for you. They don't have all the other ingredients in it. Doesn't have all just the other things that are bad for you that a lot of the other pads do. Are they more expensive? Yes, they are more expensive, but they do just as good a job as the other pads, and they are healthy and better for my body. And that's something I decided when I had surgery. Before I had surgery, I decided that if I was going to have surgery, that I was going to make sure that I did things differently than I did when I had endometriosis. Because I read that pads and all of these toxins can kind of add to it. So I said, I'm not going to be spending all this time, money, and effort on having surgery and then go back to doing the same things I was doing before. Not to say that endometriosis is anything that I have done, but I just decided that I wanted to live my life differently since I've had surgery. Do natural pads. Try herbs. I've always taken my vitamins, so I continue that regimen. Just try a more natural approach is what I decided, because I did not want to do medication. Medication was not working for me, so I wanted to try something different. So I said, post-op, I'm going to try to do things naturally, not take medication unless I have to, like vitamins, different things, or some, you know, different medicines that you have to take. But other than that, I want to try to do things naturally. Eat healthier, drink more water, exercise more, all of those things. So that's what I've been doing in terms of trying to be healthier, because I figured, why am I going to go through all of this? It could be potential pain, money, time, and all of that just to be doing the same thing I was doing before. I wanted to make a change and see if that would help me. So far, like I said, I've changed the pads. I haven't had any problems with the pads. They are pricey. They are pricier than the other pads that you can normally get at the store. But I know some, I personally like them. I've, you know, read reviews and some people like them and some people don't. That's personal preference. But for me, I've had a good experience overall with them. They have, you get about the same amount of pads in a package that you do for like a store brand, like a regular, like the other brands that you buy. The only difference is just, like I said, it's a little more expensive. The pads are so expensive these days now. I'm going to say maybe the difference is maybe, depending on which ones you get, like maybe a couple dollars here or there, depending on where you get it from and how much what you normally get it is. So it could, you know, it can be a little bit more, but I feel like I am doing something for my body. You know, it's organic cotton. I haven't had any problems with it. Now, I feel like it is a great pad if it can handle what my first period was like and not cause any leaks. As heavy and horrible as that was, these pads held up, then they are A-okay in my book. And I'm someone who, you know, used to buy the store, you know, store brands, or I used to, for years and years, I used to do Always, and or I do the store brands and Always, you know, jacked up their price a lot and all of that. So, you know, I decided to try something new. They're hypoallergenic. They don't have pesticides. They don't have latex, no fragrance, no artificial dyes, no chlorine, no dioxins, which are all great things for your vagina. It can keep you from having those nasty yeast infections that no one likes to have. And I feel like they do just as well as the other pads that are not organic. Like I said, didn't have any leaks. And the flow the first time was very, very heavy. So I will definitely be sticking with these pads as long as they work for me, and they sell them at a store near me, or also you can order them online. So as long as I'm able to get them, I will continue to purchase them. Also willing to, you know, always willing to look at other pads as well. I know a friend told me about some other ones. I have not tried them yet. Always looking, you know, to have a backup just in case, or try something different. And like I said, when I figure out what herbs and all of that I'm going to use that'll help, I will come on here and share all of that with you. But I did want to get on here, give an 8-week update, talk about period number 2 was not as bad. The flow was not as bad for as many days as it was last time. So hopefully by my next period, it will be more normal, and it'll be closer to normal period what it was before surgery, I'm hoping, because I cannot keep taking these cramps. They are horrible. I've had cramps pretty much since I started my period all those years ago. I've had cramps. I've always been someone who's had cramps really bad, and they've never been fun, and I think they have gotten a lot worse over the years. But that is what I wanted to check in with you guys today about. As always, if there are any questions, comments, you can email me, let me know. I can answer them in future podcasts. Again, the podcast comes out every other Saturday, 12:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, that is all I have for today's episode. And remember, advocate for yourself because no one else will. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Talk to you soon. Bye.